Radio Christian Voice News, The Global Link.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform concerned with government's reluctance on cholera prevention. Human Rights Commission says police must investigate PF Secretariat violence, and at least 32 dead in Congo mine bridge collapse. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Medicines Research and Access Platform MedRap has expressed concern with government's inadequate efforts to implement effective measures to prevent recurring cholera outbreaks in the country. This follows announcement by the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit DMMU that cholera cases have been recorded in Mpulungu, Kitwe, Masaiti, and most recently Moza District of Southern Province. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, MedRap Executive Director Leo Kalioka said, "It is disappointing that government often responds decisively only after the disease has escalated. Government must not wait until people start dying before significant steps are taken to combat the disease, as doing so risks allowing it to spread to other areas, leading to more loss of life," said Mr. Lioka. He warned that with the onset of the rainy season, the situation could worsen if proactive measures are not taken, stressing that prevention is always cheaper and more effective than cure. Meanwhile, Mr. Lioka also raised concern with the lack of effort by the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development in clearing drainages, a situation he says contributes to the cholera spread. He has urged government to act swiftly to contain the spread of the disease, warning that delays could make the situation more difficult to manage if the outbreak spreads to more parts of the country.
We have another 4 or 5 months before the rain season, you know, can go. And it means that we have a long way to go with the cholera now, meaning that government really needs to come in very, very strongly, full force, and we are urging government now to actually capacitate to bring in more volunteers to help the current workforce cope with the spreading cholera now before it can reach levels that would be unmanageable. That is one of the things that government have to do. Let's make sure that we have staff to be able to work, you know, and treat these cholera cases. We have a lot of, health workers that are unemployed.
Governance expert Davis Lipindula has called on the Speaker of the National Assembly to immediately declare the Chawama constituency seat vacant, arguing that the continued absence of Area Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu is disadvantaging residents. A previous ruling by the Speaker indicated that Ms. Lungu would resume her parliamentary duties after the burial of her father, former President Edgar Lungu. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Lipindula has accused the Lungu family of politicizing the funeral, therefore delaying the burial. The Lungu family have taken a political stance on the funeral at the expense of national issues, said Mr. Lipindula. He argued that this situation has left the people of Chawama without effective representation, stressing that development efforts in the constituency cannot be put on hold. Mr. Lipindula has since called on the Speaker to immediately declare the seat vacant without hesitation, stating that the people of Chawama deserve someone who will direct the constituency in areas of development.
First of all, the people of Chawama deserve a representative. In view of the fact that the Lungu family has taken a political stance, therefore national interest must prevail beyond personal interest. Therefore, we are appealing to the Speaker of the National Assembly to immediately declare Chawama seat vacant in national interest, because the people of Chawama deserve a representative who direct the constituents in the area of development and the good governance. Therefore, we urge the Speaker of the National Assembly not to hesitate, but declare the Chawama seat vacant.
The Human Rights Commission has called upon the Zambia Police Service to thoroughly investigate the acts of violence that occurred at the Patriotic Front PS Secretariat in Lusaka on November 15th, 2025. Commission Chairperson Pamela Sambo says the police must investigate the matter diligently and bring the culprits to book without fear or favor, adding that this will send a strong message and lawlessness and acts of violence will not be tolerated under any circumstance. Ms. Sambo said the violence in public spaces undermine the enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms, including the rights to peaceful assembly, liberty, and personnel security. The Commission therefore calls for proactive and preventive law enforcement measures by the Zambia Police Service to deter and curtail acts of violence and thereby safeguarding human rights and fundamental freedoms, particularly the right to peaceful assembly, said Ms. Sambo in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that the Zambia Police must further work towards a more facilitative environment for political parties to exercise their rights to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. The Lusaka City Council LCC has urged residents to adhere to proper waste management practices to maintain a clean and healthy environment. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba emphasized that illegal dumping of waste is a prosecutable offense under the Solid Waste Management Act No. 7 of 2018, saying that individuals found guilty will face fines of up to 15,000 kwacha. Ms. Mwamba has encouraged residents to always ensure that they keep their environments clean, avoid throwing waste in streets, drainages or open spaces, and always sell or buy merchandise from designated places for a clean and healthy environment. By following these simple guidelines, society can prevent pollution, reduce health risks, and maintain cleanliness and order in the city, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She has urged the public to take responsibility for their waste and work together to keep Lusaka clean by subscribing to solid waste management companies to collect waste from their homes.
To support a clean and healthy environment, we encourage residents to follow these guidelines. Always throw garbage in a refuse bin. Always sell or buy merchandise from designated places. Avoid throwing litter from a moving vehicle. Avoid throwing waste in streets, drainages, or open spaces. And always keep your surroundings clean, green, and healthy. The Lusaka City Council is committed to providing effective waste management services and enforcing regulations to ensure a clean and healthy environment for all residents.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to our listeners on the Unibo and radio station. Usual update on our business side, straight into the gold, which is at 4,077 an ounce. I'll take you to the copper price on 10,078 a ton, 14,786 as nickel. And we do have 544 international market, that is wheat per ton, 444, that is corn. 5457 cocoa lovers, 1129 soybeans, which are in Zambia usually you can do your nyama soya, very tasty. Now vis-a-vis if you're driving 63.92 on a barrel, that is Brent crude, and 59.19 per barrel, that is jet fuel. And I turn around the tires where the currency is concerned. I'm looking at 1.31 pound, 1.16, that is the euro for you. Chinese 1.7.10, Indian rupee 88.64, South African rand, brief America, brief US President M going for G20, South African rand strong, 17.08. Our kwacha tumbles, but I can guarantee it's a strong kwacha. It's gone up to 23.01, that is Zanaco. The other banks, such as Absa, holding at 22.85. I've seen FNB just gone up to 22.95, just sent a message just a second ago. So all in all, where the demand is concerned, searching around, doing a Google search on the bureaus, I think there is no demand for dollar. There is an inflow of currency. So automatically, from the little the small businesses using that word, to the higher ones, I think to the bigger ones, all I'm saying is I think a strong quacha. Even if the banks are 23 as strong as Zanaco, it's going to drop. And to all of you, we do have bond application coming out this week. And TVU's results, I gave you the results on a Friday. Lusaka Stock Exchange is on 2571, 9.42. 47274, that is Dow Jones, 968.13, London Stock Exchange. And I've just seen CEC shares and Chilanga Cement sort of on an upward swing on the market, on Luce. And all in all, what I can say is stable markets everywhere, stock markets, on the currency market. 23 on a kwacha is too high, I guarantee you. They're going to drop it. Enjoy your lunch. It is bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In African news, a bridge at a copper and cobalt mine in southeastern Congo collapsed due to overcrowding, killing at least 32 people, a regional government official said on Sunday. The bridge at the Kalando mine in Lwondo in Lualaba province